You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. I hope everyone's having a great evening this Wednesday, July the 10th, 2024. Lots of crazy stuff going on. Tornadoes in New York. I don't know if you heard about it. This is on squawk.com. That's spelled squawk.com. The link is in the description. Tornado terror in New York. Unprecedented twister tears up Arkwright Town. In a rare meteorological event, a powerful tornado tore through Arkwright Town, New York, leaving a trail of destruction and shock in its wake. Residents are grappling with the aftermath as emergency services rush to provide aid. Now, this happened in a small town in western New York, and this tornado actually traveled quite a ways, and it ended up spanning a large swath of the state up to Dunkirk. You know, I don't know how many miles that is. And I know it's over 10 miles. This was a rare and powerful tornado that swept through, causing significant damage and leaving residents in disbelief. The twister, described by meteorologists as an anomaly for the region, wreaked havoc on homes, businesses, and infrastructure. For instance, several homes were destroyed. A local supermarket lost a roof. A bridge was severely damaged. The tornado touched down in the late afternoon, with residents reporting a sudden and dramatic shift in weather conditions. The sky darkened. The wind picked up at an alarming speed. The tornado had formed within minutes and was bearing down on the town. This was a massive tornado that happened in downtown Syracuse as well, that is pictured in here. But you can see this one that was in Dunkirk. You can see the one that hit in Arkwright Town. And emergency services were dispatched to this. Now, this is unprecedented. They don't really have tornadoes in New York. Every 4 or 5 years, they may have a little one. There was 6 or 8 tornado alerts in the state. The whole state is basically in terror right now. Things are getting out of control with the weather. So it's just getting to be to where things are at the levels that we're at right now. And the only explanation for this is, and if you haven't seen my film, you have to become a subscribestar.com/Shep member, and you can watch the film on there as a member or purchase a DVD. All the links are down below. Click that first link, the link tree, and that will take you to everything. Please support the show. By the way, we're ranked number 96 on Apple Podcasts right now in the entertainment news category. We're coming up on one of Tucker Carlson's shows, and eventually we'll surpass that. And then I will surpass TMZ Live is one of my goals. So we're working it down. Thanks to the listeners, but I'm getting this out on Squawk, squawk.com. Everyone can check it out over there, but you got to support me in the meantime. I'm thinking about going to all members only shows and having to charge for it, because right now I just don't have the support I need to do the show without charging for it. So unless I get some support here real shortly, I will just make it a members only show, and we'll put it out on the pod platforms that are paying, so y'all can pay for it over there. So if there's a couple good people that can compensate for all the people that are just freeloading and listening to all this great information that I provide. I told y'all this weather was coming. I told you what's coming. I told you 120 plus degree temperatures are coming. We now seen that. I told you dengue fever is coming. We now are seeing that. I told you all these weather events are coming years in advance. We've been talking about it. I've cataloged it on my film, Shackled to Silence. And it's all documented. Now I need your support more than ever. Click that link tree link in the description and support the show so you don't have to pay for it as a member. You know, make everyone pay for it. If a couple good people come through, I can get these bills paid and, you know, get the show out. But check out the show on Apple Podcasts primarily and Spotify. Now, as if the weather's not bad enough and abrupt climate change isn't bad enough and extreme heat, I mean, things are getting really weird in the world. We had a bridge in New York that was stuck. The infrastructure could not open because the steel had expanded to its limits. And now extreme heat grounds life-saving helicopters, putting lives at risk. Abrupt climate change escalates, crippling emergency air rescue operations and endangering countless lives. Are you kidding me? This is on SQAUK.com up near the top section. You can check it out. It says, with climate change's relentless grip, extreme heat is rapidly becoming a formidable challenge for emergency and medical operations, especially life-saving helicopter flights. As temperatures reach unprecedented levels, the heat makes conditions unbearable on the ground and affects helicopters designed to save lives from above. The urgency of the situation cannot be overstated. Emergency helicopters, crucial for rapid medical response and rescue operations, are encountering a new and daunting challenge. Recent reports from the Washington Post and USA Today highlight that the extreme heat significantly impacts the performance and safety of these aircraft, putting them at risk. And they're designed to, you know, save lives.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
And get these life flights out. And these helicopters depend on this aerodynamic principles to remain airborne. However, when the air temperature increases, the density decreases, resulting in a situation referred to as high density altitude. Such circumstances, helicopters need more power to produce the same lift. This heightened need for energy can exceed the safe operating limits for the engines, making the rotors more challenging for pilots to maintain the aircraft stability and keep it in the air. The situation is exacerbated because emergency helicopters often operate in challenging environments and under time-sensitive conditions. The additional strain of navigating through scorching temperatures can lead to engine failures, reduced performances, and even catastrophic crashes. The impact of extreme heat on emergency helicopter operations is already being felt globally. And reports indicate in the regions experiencing severe heat waves, the frequency of helicopter grounding incidents has spiked. Now, it's getting crazy, guys. when they can't even send helicopters out. By the way, the military's on the streets. I predicted this. They're on the streets in Washington, D.C. We got National Guard on the streets. They're claiming they're there ahead of an upcoming NATO summit. And, you know, I think we're going to start seeing everything pop off. Now, if you go to SQAUK.com, the latest and greatest website that actually has the best content on the web imaginable. This is no joke. You can go to this website and you will instantly know the quality and, you know, just the standards of the website, the content, the magnitude of the website. And up near the top, there's an article, catastrophic bird flu outbreak. And you can always search this in the little search glass on the top right corner. You could search bird flu. Colorado poultry farm to cull 1.8 million chickens. And this is a troubling development that sent shockwaves through the agricultural sector. Nearly 1.8 million chickens are set to be culled at a Colorado poultry farm following severe bird flu outbreak. This alarming event highlights the relentless spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza and its devastating impact on the poultry industry. Now, coincidentally, this all dovetails with the upcoming bird flu summit that is going to take place October 2nd through 4th. And we have to question, what are they going to be talking about at this national summit? Are they going to be laying out a plan for martial law to gain control ahead of the elections, possibly ahead of an asteroid strike? I know that we are still in continuity of government. I know that they're running imposter Joe Biden's, and that's now, I've proven that. We have the proof on Squawk.com, SQAUK.com. Just search imposter up in that search box, and it'll take you right to an article. Now, this farm, it's a significant regional supplier over there in Colorado, and it has a significant amount of chickens, and they're all going to be culled. Okay, this is sad. These little creatures, 1.8 million of them, just going to waste for nothing, just going to be slain in vain because the CDC and FDA are declaring a bird flu emergency. And this is going to be how they're going to get martial law on the streets ahead of all these weather events, severe weather. We're seeing massive tornado cells up in the New York area. I mean, it is just off the charts. People, don't forget to support the broadcast, support my efforts. Do this now. If a couple people come through, I won't have to make the show a members only show. So we just need to get some people to show some love. So please make a pledge, hit that Linktree link in the description. I do this 16 hours a day for free. And it's all the top quality. I'm going toe to toe with $50 million sites like TMZ. I'm ranked number 96 on Apple Podcasts in the entertainment news category, creeping up on one of Tucker Carlson's shows, and I hope to surpass TMZ Live. Please support those efforts because that's unprecedented, what kind of waves I'm making and how we're getting this information out, and how I have over 300-400 articles now over at SQAUK.com. So support that as well. Lots of interesting articles over there that you can read. We found out that the Federal Reserve video with the wall was from a previous 2022 renovation. So I've updated the article with all the new information, but that doesn't change the fact that a major Chinese bank and 40 other Chinese banks have gone bankrupt, causing a major worldwide banking crisis. So we're going to look forward to what we're going to see from that. But mainly, with all this infrastructure destroyed all throughout Houston, cars are waiting in line to get gas. Everything is just going crazy. We expect martial law. People expect dengue fever, expect poop soup. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you guys, but it is going to get crazy. All right. Things are going to get crazy. I need to tell you, support the show. Watch it on Apple Podcasts. Watch it on Spotify. Go to that link right now, please. Guys, if people don't come through today or early in the morning, I think I'm going to make the show members only. Please, if just a couple people come through, everyone can still continue to listen for free. Hopefully there's some good people out there. I'll be back on tomorrow. We'll determine if you're going to pay for it or not. Hopefully a couple people come through to help me pay these bills. I've been working so very hard. I hope people understand how much this takes. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. The Shepherd Ambellus Show.